I think it should be pretty obvious to us as councillors that there is a problem with school places and GPs and hospitals, and I have yet to receive any correspondence from a resident about the availability of trains or buses. That was my first point. The second point I had to query was the rows of the tables themselves. I still find them somewhat confusing. I'd use Colchester to illustrate my point. We use either within settlement or 800 metres walking distance away, but then add within 3 kilometres bike ride as a separate additional number. Surely it would be one of the three that would qualify for a score.
Can you just direct me to the table you're looking at?
Sorry, page 59.
Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
Would you like me to go back over it?
Yeah, please carry on. Sorry.
Okay. I'll go back over it.
Yep.
I'll query the table. I'll use Colchester to illustrate my point.
Yep.
We use either the within the settlement or 800 metres walking distance away, but then add within 3 kilometres bike ride as a separate additional number. Surely it would only be one of the three that would qualify for a score. Should it be argued that for some reason the 3 kilometre bike ride should carry its own separate score, then surely the 800 metre walk should also carry its own score. After all, I'm sure the people of Colchester who live 800 metres away will fit the relevant criteria. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, well done. Thank you. I'll ask Mr. Meacham to comment on those points, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The first question raised was about where are the missing numbers, I think. This is the difficulty of presenting a number of reports. Report A2 deals with the whole housing supply issue. What we shouldn't really be discussing in such a great detail here is any particular land parcels within what might come up in a future report. This literally is just about a settlement hierarchy. It's not about individual sites. I do recognise there is a mind to actually understand that. But if something comes up as a most sustainable location like Colchester, it could be any number of individual land parcels around the whole of the west of Tendring. Not specific. So I won't go back to talk about the street, etc., because that will have its own time in paper A2. We spent a lot about rail and obviously replied to Councillor Scott on that one earlier on there. One point that Councillor Bray made was why education health seems to have a lower ranking in one of the assessments, just one of the assessments that are in the hierarchy paper. And that's because the health and education contributions are formulaic. In other words, they are related to the level of growth. We've got all those worked out, as I'm sure you're aware, through development management systems to work out what the requirements are. The higher ticket offers are really those that are really expensive to deliver, so they have got a higher ranking and weighting. So, for example, it would be very difficult in today's terms to create a new railway station unless you're the size of Chelmsford at Bewley or somewhere in central London. Obviously, the station's opening all the time. So for us, actually, that piece of kit is really quite valuable. And you can have your own debate, of course, about transport usage, but the role of the local plan is to promote all modes of transport, recognising the rurality of our area, but also the urban density in parts of our location, and to encourage that use, which is good for schools and good for other methods of communication, not just your commuter, because actually the commuting values are not as high as people might think in Tendring. Okay, so I think I've covered them in principle.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Please, Mark.
Yes, Chair. I don't believe he's answered my point about number one. If we use Colchester as an example again, public transport, a railway station qualifies for 45 points, a hospital only 15. I don't see how a railway station is far more important than a hospital.
Absolutely.
Could you explain again for me so that I understand it much better? Thank you.
All these are being treated equally. So whether it happens to Colchester, whether it happens to some other settlement here, then that same applies. So you could pluck out figures, you could adjust those figures, but as long as they're applied consistently, the point is made.
You may be missing my point. I'm talking about why. You may be missing.
So what are you saying is that the railway station scored 30 and the large hospital with A&E scored 10?
Why is health only given a 10 priority over a 30 priority? That's my point.
Yeah, that's fine. I get it.
Okay.
Why? Can you just try and explain that, Mr. Meacham?
The weighting's wrong.
Yeah, the weighting.
So I understand, Councillor, in your opinion, the weighting is wrong. The answer I gave already to committee was that the health and the education contributions are formulaic, so therefore they're things that can be more easily controlled by development management processes. The bigger ticket options, like big roads or railways, cannot be easily controlled by individual developments, so that's why.
Okay.
We could change the weighting, but the results will probably be the same.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, but that's the answer. Councillor Bray, Councillor Howard.
Very quickly, picking up Councillor Stevenson's point, if the weighting favours railway stations over hospitals that much, would I be correct in saying then that Wheelie would get a higher rating than somebody who lived next door to Colchester General Hospital? And how ridiculous is that?
But why is it ridiculous, though, Councillor Bray? Because you don't need to use a hospital on a daily basis, do you, hopefully?
But I don't understand why the weighting would be so great, given that throughout life we've already agreed that 5-6% of people will use a railway throughout life. Pretty nearly all of us will need a hospital.
There isn't a single what you call a proper hospital with A&E emergency facilities in anywhere.
That's correct. That was a slightly over the top example, so, but we are treating a railway station.
I appreciate that in many respects you could say a hospital should completely outrank a railway station, but it's not quite as simplistic as that, is it? In terms of creating a sustainable community, I can see why. We've got a hospital where the hospital is, and it's been deemed by the authorities who run hospitals perfectly adequate these days that we don't have small hospitals like we used to with the local A&E. So I kind of appreciate the point you're making. I think the weighting's
too far out. It's just too wrong.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Bray. Councillor Howard.
Thank you, Chair. On the subject of health there, that's quite an interesting one, because we do have more than one hospital in tendering, and as you yourself said since you indicated to speak, they don't provide that many services overall. I mean, they're reasonable, but if you want a lot of services, you have to go to Colchester Hospital, one or other of them. So the point is that you can have a hospital, as you say, very near to your house, even if you don't need to use it, that's not really the issue. If you did need to use it, there's every chance that you can't use it because you've got to go to Colchester.
Yeah.
So I struggle to see how there may be some kind of weighting on the provision of hospitals when those hospitals are not providing the services required. We could say, but if we built more houses, then we'd get more services. But I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that, because we've been building houses, not at vast numbers, admittedly, but I haven't seen those services improving in recent years. Also, on the proximity to doctors' surgeries, there's a lot of talk about where the nearest doctors are, and that's fine. But it's very interesting, because there's quite a few doctors' surgeries within this district who are closed. They've got existing patient lists and they're not taking new patients. If people move into the area, they can't go to those doctors. If you build new houses, the patients can't go to those doctors. Their patient lists are closed. So the fact there's a doctors may also be irrelevant, because it might as well not be there if you can't go and join the patient list. And that's a big problem. We talk about contributions and say, well, contributions can go to doctors, they can go to this and they can go to that, and they can't go to railway stations. But we don't see a lot of doctor surgeries opening up with this money, do we? So when new houses appear and we get 106 money go to health, we don't see a lot of doctor surgeries appearing. We don't see a lot of expansion of current doctor surgeries. There are other issues for that, which appear to be that a lot of doctors don't want to come here. So the question is, it's all very well there being mechanisms, but if those mechanisms don't work and the doctor surgeries are full, then there's no good building more houses near those doctors. So I'd like a response, really, as to how this mechanism for this settlement criteria takes account of that, because it seems to be based upon wider, generally accepted proportions which are sort of blindly moved to us, whereas, in fact, they really don't seem to stand up to actually any sensible test.